This podcast is powered by The Plug.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
What up, what up, what up, what up, man? You already know what it is, man. Another episode of BBW, that's Beards, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast, man. Got my man Angry Principal in the building.
What's up?
Got my man Bo holding it down.
Sure.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live. From the 48205, man. You know, that's from Red Zone. We back with another episode today. Something brand new for everybody. So I'm really excited to see what this is about to be about. All right, it's called a Four Spirits Distillery, right? So Bo found this, and obviously I know with his armed forces background, I think the dog tag probably caught his eye. Very interesting bottle, very interesting story. I'll let Bo give you a little more information about like how we found it and like some more information you found out about it. So
Yeah, yeah, that's just out one day, just kind of looking around, you know, browsing for bourbon, I guess, right? I got a t-shirt browsing.
Browsing for bourbon. Hey, I might have to cut that part out.
Yeah, I'm just looking around, and, you know, yeah, like you said, obviously the dog tag caught my eye. You know, so I picked it up, and you know, immediately I saw 80 proof. So I almost set it back down, you know what I mean?
Because of proof. I know you guys are proof.
I need a little something higher than that, but then I looked at it again, you know, and then I was like, let me check it out. I've never seen it, never heard of it, never had it, you know, and then did a little research. It's actually like, you know, he made it in honor to do the owner, you know, he made it in honor of four soldiers that died in Iraq, you know, hence four spirits.
Yep.
But also he made it in honor of the Army MOS 19 Delta, you know, but it's a Cav Scout. So that's cool to me because I was 19 Alpha when I was in the Army, you know, so, you know, I was in charge of some 19 Delta. So, yeah, dope story. Everything around it, you know, they're helping out veterans, you know, they're going through problems and whatnot. So I just hope it tastes good.
Bottom line, you just hope that it tastes good.
It tastes good.
Yeah, I'm a little excited to see what's going on. So, Angry Principal, I'll let you go ahead and hit the court and see what it's going for. So, now, first of all, I want you to recognize the hook in there, like an old wine jug. So I'm excited about that already.
Let's see. All right, pause for the court.
Hey,
okay.
That was a good court.
That
was a good court.
Now, they also have a rum collection, gin, and vodka.
Yeah.
Rum, gin, and vodka.
So you know how we were talking about, you know, if you start up a distillery, you got to use your gin and vodka to get you through before you get your whiskey and your rum out. So,
right.
So they covered everything.
Let's see what we got here. Got high hopes.
Got high hopes, yes.
Ooh, it smells sweet.
Yeah, very sweet.
It smells very sweet.
Uh-oh.
Like fruit, like fruit.
Oh, no, man, uh-oh. It sure does. Man,
yeah, hella sweet.
Yeah.
Woo. All right, let's see. Let's see.
Hey, you kids, quit slamming my goddamn door.
Damn. Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. it's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I smell vanilla, but I don't taste it.
Almost tastes like kind of like a. It tastes like
strawberry
like,
liquor.
Yeah, I'd say like some kind of gummy.
Yeah, like strawberry liquor. Yeah.
It's absolutely 80 proof.
Yeah,
man, absolutely 80 proof.
Yeah, 80 proof. But I'm going to tell you off top. So I wouldn't drink it neat. Like, I would use it to, you know, for some type of cocktail mix or something like that.
Something.
Yeah, you know.
Flavor.
Yeah, I don't know.
So is it strawberry or a cherry? One of the two. But it's
some type of berry.
It definitely tastes like Twizzlers. or some
sweet.
Gummies.
It is sweet.
It's not a surprise to sweet either because you smell it right off the
nose. Oh, yeah. The minute it hits you, that nose, man. The aroma is, I smell a little vanilla, like you said, but I don't taste it.
It tastes like it's 2 years old.
Yeah. Oh, it tastes young. Yeah, it tastes young.
Yeah, you get a headache after this.
Yeah, this is definitely
something
you gotta. You got to use to flavor mix into that cocktail.
Mix. I'm not drinking straight.
Mm-hmm. And it's surprisingly though, even though it is kind of a, I guess I'll call it a candy sweetness, it's not bad. So like it's a good taste, but obviously a good taste to make the flavor into something else.
Right.
Not a flavor to be by itself.
And surprisingly, it left me with a decent little hug, you know?
It's a little charm back in.
Yeah.
Which is surprising for all of the sweetness.
Right.
It's kind of like it's kind of like Bro Brothers with some char on the back end.
I can see that analogy.
It's kind of like that.
So I don't think it doesn't matter if summer or winter for this one. Especially if you mix it in something.
If you mix it in.
Right. You know, if you drop it in some tea or coffee or something like that would definitely work. But if you mix it into whatever punch you got for the summer, that's a good way to go.
For sure. So it's a mixer as well.
It's a mixer.
It's definitely a mixer.
It's a mixer.
All right. So what we're going to do real quick, we'll sip a little bit more. But we're going to go to commercial break. And when we get back, we're going to give it our rating. So that's a 1 to 5 Black Power Fist, man. We'll be right back after this. Make sure that you do check out the website. Everybody loves BBW.com, dog. We'll be right back after this.
Visit the website right now, www.everybodylovesbbw. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast, man. Everybody loves BBW, of course. That's Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast. We're back in the building with Angry Chris Boy Bo and your boy Q Lewis, man, holding it down live for the 48205, man. All right, so we already gave our preliminary analysis to
Right.
So now we're going to go around the block and get our ratings to see what we got. So
start.
No, we're keeping this rolling. Angry Principal, what's your rating, bro?
So, when I took the draw of the cigar, that's when I tasted the char on the back. So,
right.
Cigar definitely brings out the flavors in this.
For sure.
Because as a mixer, understand, I'm not drinking it straight.
Right.
As a mixer, I'm going to give this a 2.5.
Okay.
Because I think if you want to flavor something, if you want to make sure it has that bourbon flavor to it, this is a good one to go with. Like I said, if you want to mix it in the winter or in the summer with whatever, this is the way to go. Decent on the taste. Nice little hug at the end, even though it's only 80 proof.
Right. Gotcha. All right. But what you say,
I damn near bit the cigar in half. I agree with damn near everything Angry Principal said. You know, I also give it about 2.5. But like you said, as a mixer, you know, it's not something that I would drink neat, drink straight, anything like that. got that candy sweetness to it, the taste, you know, it's got a bit of the vanilla aroma. I didn't really taste the vanilla, you know.
Right.
But it did leave me with a decent hug at the end. So I like a little bit of char. Honestly, I'll keep this bottle around. I may even buy, you know, one or two more, you know, because the story is dope. And then, you know, I want to support bro, right?
Right.
I was in the 19 series too. So I know a lot of times on 19 Delta, some cavalry scouts, and they get the ass to do some crazy shit. And like, they just come back like, all right, they can get ready for tomorrow. You know, they're like,
you know, put it all over again. Yeah, right.
All over again, yeah, you know? Sure. So, yeah, you know, so salute to them, man. It wasn't very expensive. I think it was like $31. Okay. Yeah, like 31. 30, 31 is right around there.
Okay. So, yeah, price point, I can roll with that.
Yeah, for sure.
911.
What's your emergency?
Yeah, somebody's just broke into my house.
Okay, we'll get a unit over shortly.
Okay, please hurry.
Real quick, can you verify your race for us?
I'm black. I'm sorry. I'm white. I'm full white.
Okay, can you answer a few questions just to confirm?
Okay.
Okay, how do you feel about Black Lives Matter?
All lives matter.
Nice. Did OJ do it?
Yeah, he did it.
Okay, who's the best boxer in the United States?
Jake Paul.
King of R&B.
Justin Bieber.
Okay, last question. Say ask.
X. Oh, fuck. No. Hey!
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so on that note, I'm going to give it a 2. So I'm about a half a point behind you guys. I do, of course, always, I love the sweetness of most bourbons, but I do like the caramel or vanilla sweetness rather than like the candy kind of sweetness. Now, what I will say, though, that this is light enough. I know you guys said that you wanted to mix it, but this is light enough for a 7-day vacation in Miami. If I wake up early enough,
oh yeah, for sure,
I would definitely put this on some ice and drink this as a morning breakfast. Breakfast. Yeah. Exactly. You feel me?
Your breakfast bourbon.
Yeah, breakfast bourbon. There it is. I think that can definitely do the thing there. I wanted it to be more because of the story. I have to be honest. Like, I wanted it to be more. Again, I think we say this a lot. Maybe if we can get to 85, 90-ish, probably it'll be a little better for me. But even still, though, it's going to have that candy sweet. So maybe not. Now, I will say that the cigar did bring out the char in the end, so it makes it a little bit better. But, yeah, as a mixer, I think, yeah, definitely it'll be wonderful for an old-fashioned or some type of a cocktail that you're making. So,
yeah.
So on that note, man, shout out to Four Spirits Distillery, man. Shout out to The Story. If you're not hip to The Story, make sure you Google them and check out The Story. It's definitely dope. And for the people in that region, I think you said it was Colorado,
Wyoming.
They're taking care of their veterans out there. So definitely dope story. And they're donating some money and some time back to the community. So definitely a shout out to Four Spirits Distillery.
Look, it's Oregon. distilling, this that whiskey scene is coming up.
Yeah.
I tasted a couple others from Oregon. They're pretty good.
They're pretty good. Yeah.
But as far as flavors,
I like to try things outside of the normal range just so we can see, because they don't want to get stuck in the Kentucky, Tennessee.
You know, we should do some Japanese whiskey.
We haven't done that. We should do that. Japanese for sure. Yeah. And if you're checking us out right now, you know some Japanese whiskeys that you want us to try, make sure you put it into the comments and we might try it next time. All right. But that's it. So we 2.5 across the board, except me. I got a 2.0. But I think it is a good mixture. I think we all agree on that. Again, we've all got our own palate. So we want to make sure that you check out Four Spirits Distillery for yourselves. Let us know what you think. All right. Till the next time, though, you already know what it is, man. Everybody loves BBW. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Got my man Angry Principal in the building.
Drink what you like, how you like.
Got my man Bo holding it down.
I say.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, brother.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.